LaneHouseConstruction.com.
For over 30 years, the best in authentic Italian food has been served at Candici's. Bob Candace and his crew are proud to serve over 25 different mouth-watering pastas, homemade St. Louis-style toasted ravioli, their famous house salad, or their signature Candici's salad. And, of course, their hand-tossed original thin-crust pizza. For lunch or dinner, before or after the golf tournament, visit a St. Louis original, Candici's Restaurant and Bar, 100 Holloway Road in Baldwin. Call 636-220-8989.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
At Sears, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTS. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Hey, boys and girls, join me, John Hadley, along with Jim Hewer, Wednesday from 6 to 9 live at the Hilton 360 restaurant overlooking Busch Stadium. We'll be previewing the Chelsea-Man City game coming up the next night and discussing the world of soccer from an international perspective right here to St. Louis locally with special guests from the soccer community. This special show is presented by Worldwide Technology, a proud supporter of the St. Louis community and great organizations like St. Patrick Center and the St. Louis Scott Gallagher Soccer Club. That's Wednesday night, 6 to 9, live from 360 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh,
we're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
toenail fungus.
I don't like
we're
that.
We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 22nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by North American Solar. North American Solar, one of the fastest growing solar companies in the St. Louis area, in fact, in the United States. And their success is testament to the fact that all of a sudden, people, even people who aren't green or eco people like me, still understand saving a lot of money. And that's what they can do by harnessing the sun's power for you.
Hey!
We'll talk about North American Solar and other stuff after we do a round of introductions. Taking a swig of water. Deaf, needs a hearing aid, falling apart at the young age of 35. Eon the Peon at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, and with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises.
You sure do.
And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
You see, if we utilized those cameras like McGraw does in the studio, I wouldn't have had to tell people, hey, he's taking a swig of water.
Right.
They could have seen that.
Yes. I like the fact that nobody can see me swig water.
Yeah, me too, man. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Probably the biggest reason we don't want the people to see us is sitting right over there, Dan Strauss.
Well, he does a show topless.
Yeah.
No, that's that, a, and that, that girl, yeah. She was disappointed at the trivia night.
Yes.
We don't need to do that to multitudes of people. Yeah. Disappointed
keep the mystery.
Like that. Dan is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He behemoth is. Is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
No, they know that's not the problem. No, he checked his ears. They went in.
What?
Rat Boy says, see if you got any what in your ears?
Cheese.
Cheese in your ears.
No, there was something white looking.
The Rat Boy's ears were all clogged up with cheese at one time. Listen to that music. Boy, does that put me in a good mood. Listen, Clarence, turn it up. Turn it up. Turn his mic up. That's Jimmy Swenson on clarinet from Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. On the bass, Al Higgins, The Orphans. Not going to do the whole band. Maybe one day we'll do that. In total, they are Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
What I like, too, is they bring in some guest band members from time to time. They rotate them.
Yeah. Nice.
You see that guy in the second row, the sax player?
Yeah, he's new.
Yeah. Big Tom Tonagan from Seattle.
Tonagan.
Yeah,
Tom Tonagan.
Tom, good job, Tom. Oh, yeah, very well known in the polka world. Hmm. We're brought to you by North American Solar. North American Solar is a company that will come to your house, and they have various ways of testing. I think they actually do satellite imaging, too, to sort of see everything they need to see to determine what kind of money you're going to save if you put solar panels on your house. And you're going to be probably astonished at a couple of things. One, how little it costs to do solar panels. Now, the cost of solar panels is one thing. Just here's what they cost. But what you pay is a whole different thing. You're going to pay roughly about 20% of the whole cost of that system. So you have to wonder, well, who's going to pay the rest? Well, I'll tell you who will pay the rest. Ameren will pay the rest, and Uncle Sam. Because there's a 30% tax credit, and Ameren UE will pay for 50% of the solar panel cost. That's not going to always be the case. Like a lot of other things, to get something going, to get the market saturated, to get enough, you know, they do what they have to do. They do sometimes what they have to do to get a new model car out on the streets, ridiculous lease rates or introductory offers. New Mexico, Southern California, Arizona, Nevada all had these same sort of incentive programs. They're gone now. Don't let these get away from you. Call North American Solar now. While solar panels are probably the least expensive for you out of your pocket that they're going to be. I don't know when they're going to end. I'm not going to play that game. Oh, it could end any day. Call, act now. They're not going to go away tomorrow or probably next week, but they're not going to be around forever. North American Solar uses solar panels that are made in the USA. Commercial customers who are interested in solar panels get an additional savings because of the depreciation that's involved with business, depreciating the cost. You can literally, with a solar system, save 80% of your electricity costs. You cut your bill down to about 20%. Half is very common. You know, 3/4 is not uncommon. 80% is actually the case with some people. The energy from the sun is limitless. Electricity has to be manufactured, has to be made. Hydroelectric plants, whatever. Sun just cranks away. Nobody has to do anything except grab it with those solar panels. They benefit homes, businesses, commercial buildings. It's referred to as a green improvement, and it can increase the value of your home. And I'll give you the average based on all kinds of numbers that they've compiled from homes that have been put on the market after the panels were put in. And in this country, the average home value increase is $40,000. And that's an average home, which means that's, what, a $200,000 home or so? Worth $40,000 more when it has solar panels on it. 25-year warranty, North American Solar. Call them. You could go online. I can give you the phone number now if you're in the position to call them now. 636-349-3300. They're busy, but they will get you worked in. A lot of people, thank goodness, have decided this is worth taking a look at. And by the way, that's all you're doing. You're letting somebody show you what you're going to pay out of pocket for these solar panels and then what you're going to save forever. The savings don't stop. They just continue. They go on to the next person that buys your home or business. You're going to like what you see. North American Solar, north-americansolar.com. I cannot watch TMZ. That Harvey Levin, is that his name? I can't stand that guy. I'm sick of that sipping with that straw in that cup. I'm sick of that young Fabio long blonde-haired guy. Yeah. I'm sick of them cutting to their... I hate that shit.
And the fake laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
All fake.
And like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. I just don't like it. Now, here's another thing I don't get. There's a lot that I don't get. Watched Dancing with the Stars last night because my wife loves it, and I live for my wife.
Right.
I live to do what she wants to do. That's the kind of marriage I have. If she wants it, then that's what we do. And she loves Dancing with the Stars, and this cuter-than-cute Kelly Pickler won last night. Boy, she cute. And can she dance? To not be a professional dancer, She's as good as any pro I ever saw. But their guest, one of their guest entertainers last night was this Psy. The Kingdom Style. What am I missing here?
Only thing he's popular for,
I don't
right?
get it. It's like he's jumping around. We used to have stick horses. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a stick, and you made it like it was a horse. That's what it looks like he's doing to me, jumping around on a stick horse.
I know, and everybody goes crazy over
it. The guy's a zillionaire, and the whole world is hiring him to do everything because of one stick horse jump up and down dance.
And where did he come from? Was it YouTube?
North Korea.
Was it
YouTube? He was big over there, but yeah, that Gangnam Style became.
Does he do other stuff too?
Yeah, he has a new song out. I think it's called Gentleman. But
how does that start? It's Gentleman Style.
Does he sing?
Yeah, he's the singer on the songs. Yeah.
Oh,
hey, he's richer than we are. Mm. He's doing something right. Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, I've been waiting for this, HBO, Candelabra, the Liberace story with Michael Douglas's Liberace. And I got to tell you, from everything I've seen, what a fantastic job they did turning Michael Douglas into Liberace and Matt Damon as Scott Thorson, his young lover. That, again, is Sunday night on HBO. I'm going to have a little difficult time getting through the kissing scenes, the guys kissing. But other than that, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I was intrigued by Liberace. I, you know, the funny thing is my mother played piano. She wasn't a great piano player, but she was that typical Sunday church pianist. And she used to love watching Liberace and didn't have a clue that he was gay. And most people didn't. She just thought, oh, he's silly. And that would be the way he's so silly and flamboyant and kind of maybe a sissy, but no way would they have ever thought he was gay. And he was a terrific showman. I only got to see him once. Everybody should see a show like that one time just to see what it is that makes somebody like that so famous. And what made him famous was not that he was the greatest piano player in the world, because truly great classical piano players will tell you Liberace is not considered the greatest piano player ever. He was a showman. He was certainly a very good pianist, but he was a terrific showman. So Candelabra, based on the book, I think the book was called Beyond the Candelabra or something, it's called Candelabra.
Is somebody playing his brother George?
Yeah. You know what? That sounds just like him.
I have Psy's new song. You want to hear it?
Yeah, Psy's new song?
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait. Why, it doesn't sound anything like that other one.
No.
Kingdom Style.
I
can't tell a dime's worth of difference between this and Gangnam Style. Kingdom Style! Alright, I've had enough. That's Psy's new song. Did that lady get on the stand and plead the fifth today, that IRS woman?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She gave a statement first, though, and then she pleaded the fifth.
Congressman
was kind of upset about that.
I don't understand a couple of things. One, I know that if you're on trial for murder, you don't have to testify. I actually don't even get that. I think if you're on trial for murder, they ought to be able to call you up and go, let's ask you some questions like, hey, did you kill that guy? But you don't have to get up and testify. Now, the other thing I don't understand is this Fifth Amendment, because I'm going to tell you something. And everybody agrees with this, I think, just about everybody, unless you're smart and you know the law and you know something I can't understand. And that is that when somebody gets up and they're asked a question, a series of questions, and they refuse to answer any of them and they plead the fifth, you know what that says to me? Guilty. Mark McGuire pulled that Fifth Amendment crap. And guess what? Later on, he finally goes, okay, I took steroids. I automatically assume the only reason you wouldn't want to answer is because you got something to hide. Mm. Otherwise, why wouldn't you answer the questions? It's not a political comment at all. It has nothing to do with who the president is or anything else. But I'm going to tell you, I think most of the world right now is thinking, uh-oh, man, they knew something, or they wouldn't have her doing this, pleading the fifth. Another thing I was wondering about yesterday is how come storm chasers never get killed? You never see a news story where they show the footage of them real close in the car, and the next thing you know, and they were killed 2 minutes after
like
this
footage. Like the guy in Twister
shot.
When they drove right into it.
Now, see, I don't remember. I remember Cal flying by. I remember Helen Hunt was in it, but I don't remember that scene. You remember everything.
The guy that was their rival, and they were in there, and actually... someone that we know in radio, his son was in the movie and actually driving that car, and they drove. He kept saying, no, go that way. The tornado's not turning. And they drove right into it and picked the car up.
Is it Jack Ruby's kid? Asher
yeah.
Jack Ruby?
Yeah, yeah.
hopefully they know enough of what they're doing. They
but seriously,
stay out of the way. They have enough equipment. It seems like most of them do in the car.
Yeah, a tornado can twist that equipment all up.
They know where it's going and where to place themselves, I guess.
I guess. They're doing something right because you never see them, hear them getting killed. Now, folks, this weekend is Memorial Day, and a lot of the pools will be opening, and I know this has been in the news for a few days, but we haven't talked about it yet. We're going to talk about it a little bit now, maybe a little bit later, but here's a scary, frightening statistic. 58% of the swimming pools, according to the federal something of fecal matter, 58% of the pools that have been sampled the last few times they've taken samples contain fecal matter.
Yeah.
58%. And the story that I have in my hand basically says, hey, if you go to a public pool, don't swallow the water. Well, I have to tell you something. You don't ever mean to swallow the water.
Right.
But you're a kid. You take in water and you swallow it. Well, you just ate poop.
Poop water.
When you did that, you drank some poop water.
I was at Six Flags one time with Alyssa, and this was a few years back. And we were in Hurricane Harbor, and that area, that one area where all the kids go and the
bucket, wave pool?
The bucket falls down.
Oh, right, the kiddie part of it. Yeah,
the kiddie part. And all of a sudden, they just went, everybody out of the pool.
Code Brown.
It was Code Brown. Some little kid pooped in the pool. And they had to drain it. They drained it right then.
The story says the two biggest reasons for poop in the pool are people who get in the pool and they're not clean. They didn't wipe themselves very well, and they have traces of poop. Hmm. And then they get in the pool, and that's where it ends up.
Yeah, I've seen some of the people that go to Hurricane Harbor, and they look like they're using that to bathe themselves.
That's their big bidet. Now, the other reason is it says people actually get in. They're not well. They have a little diarrhea.
A little leakage.
And they jump, and the water pressure pushes on their stomach, and you get a little poop, a diarrhea poop.
Especially that one slide that we went on. And it's a huge drop, and you almost get a wedgie every time. I'm sure that shoots some stuff out.
You bet.
Shoot some stuff.
Now, here are the suggestions. The Center for Disease Control says here are their suggestions.
Oh
boy.
For Marco.
For healthy swimming.
Marco. Polo.
Sharto. Tips for healthy swimming. Boy, this is a good one. Stay out of the pool when you have diarrhea. Okay, that's a good one.
That's a good tip.
Shower with soap before you swim.
Oh, see, that's my problem.
Take children to the bathroom breaks for bathroom breaks every 60 minutes. That's the other thing they said. Women change their baby's diapers right next to the pool.
Oh.
And sometimes...
Well, see, I've never liked those swim diapers anyway because those things. They're always sagging.
Yeah, they don't work. Avoid changing diapers next to the pool. Oh, and avoid swallowing the water. Well, again, that's easier said than done. You don't ever mean to swallow the water.
No. Okay.
Peon put something on our Facebook page. I finally watched it today. Folks, I have to tell you something. I've never watched this. Is it Hell's Kitchen? Is that the show?
Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen Nightmares. I've never watched it with this Gordon Ramsay, this spiky blonde-haired guy who's always mad and screaming. I've never watched the show, never wanted to watch it. But Peon, on our Facebook page, put this episode that just ran recently of this couple, this older man and his younger wife, Amy's Baking Company or whatever it is. You have to watch this. This morning at home, I thought, because he kept asking me, did you watch it? Did you watch it? And So I thought, I'll watch a few minutes of it. I watched the whole 40 minutes of it, because without commercials, it's about 40 minutes. You cannot stop watching this. It's unbelievable. It's a real restaurant. These two idiots actually run it. And this Gordon Ramsay, literally in the end, just throws up his hands and goes, I cannot help you people. This is, you're beyond being able to be helped. It's great. So it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM in the PM.
And I'll put it back up to the top. So.
He's going to move it to the top of the page. So it'll be right there on the main page. It is absolutely worth watching. I don't have a lot of time, but I pulled some of the highlights from some of the commencement addresses, and boy, am I glad I wasn't sitting listening to some of these speeches. Julie Andrews gave the commencement address, University of Colorado Boulder, and she says, now you stand on the threshold of the next phase of your lives. Boy, that's exactly the kind of speech I don't want to hear. Some of you may know what lies ahead of you. Perhaps some of you may not have made the decision. And then she has to resort to this. I'm here to tell you the hills today are truly alive with the graduating class of 2013. Holy mackerel. Arianna Huffington. At the moment, our society's notion of success is largely composed of two parts, money and power. In fact, success, money, and power have particularly become synonymous. But it's time for a third metric, beyond money and power, one founded in well-being and wisdom.
What is it?
Nicholas Kristof.
Yeah.
Syracuse University. I hope that you will find some space in your life for engaging in a cause that is larger than yourselves. Keep your mind open for those opportunities. Think of the Cleveland story that has riveted us. Three young women kidnapped and locked up inside a house for 10 days. What does that have to do with graduation?
I say, congratulations on your graduation. Good luck finding a job.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
You may not find one. I spoke one time and one time only at a graduate high school graduation, Mulberry Grove, Illinois. And man, they made it very clear to the administration and the staff of that high school, don't ever have that guy here again. I heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
Word got back to me that when it was over, they were furious with the woman who'd invited me to speak.
Oh, man.
Because I told the truth. And by the way, the crowd loved it, and the kids loved it, but they wanted me to get up there with some inspirational bunch of lies, and we had a great time. The only thing that ruined it was that, and she looked just like overweight, hair in her bun.
Miss Ballbricker.
You know, scholastic, scholarly glasses. Yeah, Miss, you will not have fun at this commencement, I'm telling you right now. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oldie but a goodie. I sort of put a little different twist on it and revised it a little, so hope you like the new version. Lady takes her fifth grade son to the doctor. She's at her wit's end. She doesn't know what to do. This kid is more than a handful. And he just does outlandish, crazy stuff. So she takes him into the doctor. She says, just check him out. Holy cow, he does the goofiest stuff. I'm embarrassed by what he does. He says, what do you mean? She says, just give him a thorough exam, everything. See if you can figure something out. So the doctor runs a bunch of tests, and then he meets with mom without the kid being in the room. And she says, what do you think? What do you make of him? He said, well, you know, he's a fifth grader, but I do believe that I have stumbled on some evidence of what may be his problem. She said, what do you mean? I mean, he acts like an idiot. He says, well, your son is a fifth grader. He weighs 80 pounds. And I don't know that you're aware of this, and you're probably not, because you've probably noticed that your son wears these real baggy pants, extra baggy. She said, yeah, that's another crazy thing he does. He said, well, there's a reason for that. Your son has huge, huge testicles, like his testicles have elephantitis or something. They're enormous. In fact, I'm thinking later of calling the Guinness Book of World Records and submitting your son's testicles for the largest testicles in the world. Your son weighs 80 pounds. Ma'am, I got to tell you something. I weighed his testicles separately. His testicles weigh 40 pounds. 50% of his weight is his testicles. She says, well, I don't understand why. Does that give him some excuse to be crazy and act crazy? He says, well, of course it does. He's half nuts.
Here's a guy that they say is half nuts. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic. Tim,
gosh, come on. I heard somebody. Hey, listen, you've got an accident now. It's right at the intersection of Olive and Fifi. Only the right lane is getting by in each direction on Olive. Now, eastbound Olive, not that much of a backup there, but boy, westbound, you're backed up all the way off on the other side of Highway 270 to Schulte. Now, if you're traveling on eastbound 64, you're running slow from Clarkson through Mason, again from McKnight through Big Bend. This accident also on Olive and Fifi, that's causing traffic to be jammed up on northbound 270 from Ladue up through Olive. Southbound 270, you're jamming approaching Page through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141, you're heavy Big Bend through 44. Eastbound 270, slow McDonald through New Florissant. And on westbound 64, you've got your heavy traffic Kings Highway through McCausland. It's heavy again from Clayton Warson all the way out through Mason. And then from Chesterfield Parkway east to the Boone Bridge. Even have to get over the Boone Bridge from Technological Overpass there. Technology Overpass, you're going to be slow out to west of Highway K. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like a deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, market side, rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Moving closer to that holiday weekend, Randy Naughton will be alongside for the Thursday program. As always, we take you live to New York City, check in with our friends at Maxim Magazine. And an interesting author decided to pack up, travel the world, take a year off, see the world. We all talk about it. We all think about it. This guy actually did it. Learn more with us on Thursday.
The Martin Kilcoin Show from noon till 3 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Are you still suffering with joint discomfort? How many products have you tried that failed to give you the relief you need? Too many, right? So naturally, if I were to tell you that Instaflex can give you powerful, effective joint relief, you'd be skeptical. So we're going to let you prove it to yourself by sending you a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And right now, we'll give you a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex just for calling 1-800-900-1206. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-900-1206. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-900-1206. Again, that's 1-800-900-1206.
10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com.
That's Window World. Hi, I'm Pat Dean for the Dean Team Subaru. You want to drive an Impreza for $99 a month? At the Dean Team Subaru, the answer is yes. That's a 2013 all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza 2.0i for only $99 a month. We also have a great selection of certified pre-owned Subarus. Let us tell you yes to a $99 a month car payment. Dean Team Subaru on Manchester Road in Baldwin or online at DeanTeamSubaru.com.
Lease is 36 months with 4,200 due at signing. Call 626-227-0100 for lease details.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Hey man, I'm looking for a new Honda Accord. Where'd you get yours?
Well, little brother, I got mine at Honda of Frontenac.
Ooh, Frontenac. You must be rich.
What are you talking about? Don't you know that Frontenac is the French word for affordable?
What?
Yeah, Frontenac means affordable in French.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You always lie. Hold on. Tell me about Honda of Frontenac.
I found it. Honda of Frontenac. It is where you will find some of the lowest prices on Hondas in St. Louis. It is located in Frontenac, Missouri, which is French for affordable.
Told you so.
No way. I'm looking this up in the dictionary.
Then you'll need a French dictionary, won't you? I mean, it's a French word.
Where can I find a French dictionary?
You don't need one, silly bird. Just go to Honda of Frontenac for some of the most affordable Hondas in St. Louis.
Touché. That's French, too.
Grow up. Remember, Frontenac is French for affordable. Well, maybe. Honda of Frontenac, on Lindbergh, just north of 40. Online at HondaFrontenac.com.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
Everybody, let me go home.
Let me go home and start over.
Crank it up here, crank it up.
Rambling around
this dirty old town.
Singing for nickels and dimes.
Singing for nickels and dimes.
Time's getting rough.
Getting rough. Ain't got enough. To buy me a bottle of wine. Here we go. Crank it up now.
Bottle of wine. Fruit of the vine.
We're in Southern California. And check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. A tremendous kitchen and bathroom remodeling company. First class. You want to do it right? Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Good afternoon to everybody.
Looking forward to Sunday night and the HBO special Liberace with Michael Douglas.
I'm reviewing it.
Oh, yeah. Good, because I'm looking forward to it.
Pop quiz question. A lot of gay Hollywood celebrities with children are moving to the per capita most friendly city for gays with children. This according to the United States Census Bureau. They have determined this city is the gay parenting capital of the United States. Is it San Francisco, California?
Maryland Heights, Missouri.
Salt Lake City. Or New Orleans? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. Very odd that Rihanna has text, emailed, tweeted, Facebook, and called Miley Cyrus, suggesting that they go out on a date.
Wait, what?
A Rihanna date? And Miley Cyrus.
That they date each other?
Well, Rihanna wants to go out on a date with Miley Cyrus, though she thinks she's beautiful.
Is Rihanna bisexual? Is she? I didn't know that.
Not before this, I don't think.
No, this is why it makes it so odd. You've never showed this side.
Well, Miley needs a little publicity, too. She's kind of disappeared.
Yeah, right.
You like to be a fly on the wall there.
Miley, Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Has introduced her parents to her boyfriend, Ashton Kutcher. And Ashton has reportedly asked Mila's dad for Mila's hand of marriage.
That is beautiful.
The only hitch in the giddy up there is that Ashton Kutcher, of course, is still married to Demi Moore.
That is a problem.
That is a little problem. Yeah. TV movie review. Behind the Candelabra.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good.
Airs Sunday on HBO. This is a fabulous biopic about Liberace called Lee by his friends. And absolutely great acting by everybody in this movie. Debbie Reynolds as Lee's mom. Rob Lowe as Lee's plastic surgeon.
Wow.
Dan Aykroyd as Lee's manager. And Matt Damon, who first appears in the movie as Liberace's 17-year-old lover. And Michael Douglas actually becomes Liberace. It is fabulous. Turns out this Liberace is a bit of a jerk. A guy that you will love to hate when you watch it, but please watch it. Worth watching. Sunday, HBO, 4 stars.
All right, now please tell me it's one installment and not like a 3-part thing.
It's just a movie.
Okay, great.
Feature film review. Opening tomorrow, Fast and Furious 6. I mean, it is what it is. It's Fast and Furious. This one, though, the best of the franchise. It's actually almost funny. Great action. Pretty decent writing for being Fast and Furious. Spectacular car chases. Like I said, it's Fast and Furious. Vin Diesel, The Rock, Michelle Rodriguez. Talk about a carpet muncher.
Whoa.
They're all good, though. PG-13, 2 hours long, 3 stars for Fast and Furious 6. Justin Bieber was so shocked by the booing he received at the Billboard Awards, he's hired a new crisis management PR firm. I guess they're going to try to put some lipstick on that pig.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you may have heard the German government confiscated Justin's pet monkey because he illegally brought it into the country. They won't let him have it back. Probably just as well. I hear Justin mistreated that animal. Justin often liked to spank his monkey.
Well, that's disgusting.
What's that?
It's disgusting.
That he would be mean to his monkey?
Monkey spank.
Yeah.
Come on. Now, you know, you say things a lot dumber than that.
I didn't say saying it was dumb. I said spanking your monkey is dumb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
Mr. Sensitive.
I thought it was kind of cute.
Overly sensitive.
First time I heard that when I was a freshman in high school, I thought that was hilarious.
I thought whipping the lizard was a better term.
Whipping the lizard?
Yeah. He was whipping his lizard.
Never heard that.
Yeah, I like that one.
Riding the baloney pony.
A dolphin too.
No, yeah. Riding the baloney pony is what
flogging.
What a girl does.
Oh, a girl rides a
flogging the dolphin.
Yeah.
Flogging
the dolphin.
Yeah.
Ah, damn. I think they're all good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I like that kind of humor. Myself.
Rubbing one out. Can you say that?
Rubbing one out. What was the girl one?
Dropping the kids off in the pool.
No.
That's something different.
That's completely different.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. Okay.
That's diddling the fiddle.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, that's the female one. Yeah.
Diddle the fiddle is the female one?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Odds and ends, there's a scandal brewing. Olympian, Tiger Woods' girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, may have used illegal steroids.
What?
Yeah, there's an investigation going on.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And finally.
I hope it's true. We need more scandal.
Yeah, we don't have enough scandal.
That's right.
Tiger Woods wouldn't be involved in a scandal.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
He's not that kind of man. The most friendly city for gays with children, is it San Francisco, Salt Lake City, New Orleans? Come on.
Ooh, I'm going to try Salt Lake City.
New Orleans.
I got to go New Orleans.
I talked to my affiliate there, and they say, you know, people don't pay any attention to what other people do. They mind their own business. They weren't surprised at all. That was Salt Lake City. Mike Evans, not spanking the monkey.
Not whipping the lizard.
Not whipping the lizard like a fiddle with a little...
Diddle.
No.
All right, Dan, see you.
Yeah, bye. Dan, what do you guess? What city?
Salt Lake City.
Dan got it right.
Yeah. That's going to happen once every 3 or 4 years. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Proud to say I'm the proud owner of a kitchen remodeled by Thompson Price about 18, 19 years ago. And every bathroom in our house, a year or two apart, over time, was done by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. First Community Credit Union is where we bank. And I know that you want to be as much like us as you can. How can I be more like those guys? Well, you could start by banking where we bank. Some of the stuff you're never going to be able to duplicate. Our looks, for example.
Yeah.
You'd have to have the finest plastic surgeon in the country.
Yeah.
Take our picture in and go, hey, make me look like these guys or one of these guys. Good luck with that. Nature blessed us with this. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to duplicate it. But you can do some things we do. You can bank where we bank. Anybody can. If you can hear this station, you can bank at First Community Credit Union. Why would you do that? You do it because you don't ever want to find out that somebody else is always getting better rates than you are where they're banking. Their money they're saving or they're borrowing, they just seem to always have a better deal at this other place. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to worry about that. They're very competitive, and they're on top of that stuff. That's how they keep their customers, or as we're called, members. Service in every business is important. The way people treat the people who come in, whether they come in there in person or they're on the phone. How easy is their website to navigate? Theirs is very easy. Everything about First Community Credit Union makes it a great place to bank. I invite you to join us. We all bank there. We'd like for you to consider it, too. That's it. That's not a lot of pressure. We just want you to give it some thought. When the Cardinals play at home, the popcorn is red. Free popcorn at all locations, and it's red popcorn for the home games. It's hot in the summer. They got popsicles, and I'm sure they already have made arrangements for when it turns real hot and steamy, the popsicles will be ready to go. A great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic and see if those problems are still out there. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Dan, they have cleared the accident at Olive and Fifi, but boy, what a mess you've got on westbound Olive. You're jammed up now from Lindbergh all the way out through Fifi. Eastbound, that traffic is all thinned out, but you're still heavy on northbound 270 from approaching Ladue up through the exit to Olive. Now a new problem on southbound 270 just before Olive. You've got an accident. It's blocking the two exit lanes onto Olive. Now, you can get around that and exit off at Olive, but it's causing a jam up from Page down through the accident. And then you're heavy again from Ladue down through Highway or through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 70, looking pretty good as you go past the airport. You're still stop and go, though, from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Looks like westbound 64 is just a little heavy from the Hardy's Iceplex in some slow pockets to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like the deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, market side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw Live in the Morning, in partnership with the St. Louis Post Dispatch, brings you stories from the largest, most experienced newsroom in the region. Hear it on the Big 550 and see it all on KTRS TV at STLtoday.com.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
In a national poll, 7% of all drivers say they watch videos often or sometimes while driving. Yep, they're out there. Hopefully you're in a Volvo. A message from SunTrip, the St. Louis Volvo dealer, on Manchester and in O'Fallon, Missouri.
At Sears, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTS. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
What a good day today. I feel sorry for people who weren't part of it. Poor souls. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree? Get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude. All
right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. We'll hear more from President Obama during his speech tomorrow, but the government is confirming four Americans have been killed by drones. ABC's Adam Compton reports.